Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 23, 1908. Reiser, St. Helena, California, January 1st, 1908. Elder Reiser, Loma Linda, near Redlands, California. Dear Brother, I was very glad to receive your letter, which was forwarded to us from Loma Linda. You will receive an answer to it just as soon as my workers have time to copy it. Just now they are busy getting off the Australia mail. My labors in Southern California taxed my strength to the utmost. I feel very tired all the time, but I trust that this will soon pass away. On reaching home, we found that our housekeeper, Sister Mason, was sick at the sanitarium and for some time had been unable to do the work of the house. My workers were very glad that I had brought Sister Hannaford with us to take her place. We believe that she is an earnest Christian woman, and I am glad that we can have her as matron of our home. She, too, is pleased to be here. On the cars, on my journey homeward, I had a very precious experience. It was a season of perfect peace and trust and confidence in God. I felt so sensibly the peace of Christ in my heart and the rest that His presence brings, that for a time I had no desire to sleep. The everlasting arms seemed to be around me, and I had the assurance in my soul that we should be kept from accident and harm. This was a blessed assurance to me. All night I was happy and restful, and although in the morning we had to change cars, the peace of Christ remained with me. This peace and joy I wish to express, not only in my words, but in my life. I realize the fulfillment of the precious promises. At eventime it shall be light. Zechariah 14, verse 7. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. A few days after we reached home, Brother Metcalf Hare and wife arrived from Australia. They have been connected for several years with the health food manufacturing work at Avondale. On the voyage, Brother Hare contracted erysipelas and was obliged to go to the sanitarium for treatment. He has recovered again and has returned to our home. There have been many perplexities to meet since our return, perplexities that have kept me awake at night. But troubles will come, and we cannot prevent them. We need to watch and pray and walk constantly by faith. The Lord is the one on whom alone we can safely rely. I was very thankful to read your letter, for it seemed to me that it sounded the right note. I believe, Brother Reiser, that you are coming to the place where the Lord would have you be. As you seek the Lord for light, He will be found of you. There is danger that in these times the people of God will become absorbed in worldly plans and thus lose their connection with Him. Their thoughts become diverted from heavenly to earthly interests, and they cannot give the trumpet the certain sound, so important for it to have at this time. Oh, so many among us have been unfaithful, and their light is languishing and apparently going out. God has instructed me to present their dangers before His people. In the message to the church at Ephesus, Christ is represented as holding the seven stars in His hand and walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He is represented as walking among them, thus illustrating His constant diligence in behalf of His church. Revelation 2, verse 1. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps, nor does he become indifferent. These figures are to be carefully studied by the under-shepherds and faithfully applied to their own experience, that they may not lose sight of their great privilege of securing light from the source of all light and giving it in turn to those for whom they labor. If left to the care of those who, while professing allegiance to God, know not the time of their visitation, the light of the candle, or church, will go out in darkness. He who is a true watchman in this time of peril will work with tireless vigilance. He will keep faithfully the courts of the Lord's house. Christ, the true watchman, is the example for all. It is the duty of our workers to seek earnestly to comprehend the progressive work he has outlined for his people. The work is to be established in many places, and Christ is bidding the workers to come into line. They must not be content to see the work of the third angel's message languish, while worldly schemes and interests take up their time and attention. The Church of Thyatira is represented as full of zeal and activity, but her charities and zeal are endangered by false teachers. This is our danger today. We need now to arouse and let our labors be marked with far greater earnestness than they have been. The Lord's care of His church is shown in the words of the prophet. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Isaiah 27, verse 3. The same diligence and zeal are to be revealed in the labors of those who are His representatives. To those who work in faith and self-sacrifice, the promise is given. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a great nation. Isaiah 60, verse 22. We must hold up before the churches God's great mirror, and as we do so, we need to examine our own lives in its light. Let us give strict attention to the danger signals that are presented to our notice from time to time. Ever bear in mind, Brother Reeser, that man is not to learn his duty of his fellow men. If he does this, his light will surely go out. This is our great danger at the present time. The great husbandman does not localize. He cares for all his churches alike. Some lines of the work have not been moving forward because of limited resources. In some places, the cause is struggling for an existence. The few names in Sardis, the little strength in Philadelphia, forbid that we make any outlay of means that is not positively necessary. Revelation 3, verse 4, 8. The seeds of truth are to be sown. The missionary settlements are to be tenderly guarded and faithfully supported. The unlettered and lowly are to be given encouragement and help. Not one line of the work is to be bound about or hindered. In every place, the shepherds are to watch for souls as they that must give an account. The prayers of all are to unite for the success of the cause of truth. And the husbandman, with patience and discrimination, will care for the seed sown. Later, it is New Year's evening. Sarah has just come in with your last letter. As I read it, Elder Reeser, my heart was deeply moved, and I wept and said, "Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!" My heart was filled with a great joy as I read of your effort to place yourself in right relation to God and His work. I have cause to rejoice that while some are lapsing into apostasy, which almost breaks my heart, others are finding their way to the light. Your letter means much, very much to me. It has lifted a tremendous burden from my heart. I believe that the terrible spell is now broken. I had fully accepted your first letter, but this last, I verily believe, you were moved by the Spirit of God to write. Coming on the first day of this new year, it has made my heart glad. I cannot find words in which to express my gratitude to God. Your statement that you feel that you should not be on any of the sanitarium boards, I do not fully agree with. Your voice is to learn to give the right note of counsel and advice in unison with your brethren, and this you will be enabled to do if you continue to press to the light. Brother Reeser, you can do a grand work for the Lord in Southern California if you will work in His way. Be assured that we will stand with you as you seek to carry out the Lord's plans in His way. When we receive the meekness of Christ and labor in His lines, our influence as laborers together with God will tell decidedly for the truth. Thus saith the Lord, "Keep ye justice and do judgment, For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself unto the Lord speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the strangers that join themselves unto the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants. Every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted upon my altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, Yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him. Isaiah 56, verse 1-8.
Elder Reeser, we have not one worker to spare. We have felt pained at heart as we have seen you placing yourself where you were in danger of sowing strange seed. Oh, how I feared for the results, if you should refuse to accept the light God was sending you. But rest assured that if you will work in harmony with your brethren, we will draw in even cords. If God's servants will walk humbly with him, they will see of his glory. The Lord will be your helper as you seek to correct those things for which the Lord has reproved you. His grace will enable you to see matters in the right light. And if you will make clean and thorough work in your own life, the Lord will make of you a worker through whom he can recover others who stand in the same dangerous position in which you have stood. His converting power will be with all who see and accept of his salvation. I believe that you will continue to come more and more into the light, and that you will not be separated from the work, but will learn to carry it as a converted man in Christ Jesus. Arise, shine, the Spirit of God through his prophet declares. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1-5. Nothing could give the conference surer confidence in you than the step you are now taking to place yourself in right relation to the work of God. Do not cease your efforts until you stand on vantage ground. And the position you take will help those who have been following a similar course. If you can retain your position as a minister of God and reveal his converting power and the grace of Christ in your life, you will teach others the right way. The Lord is soon to come. We have but a short time in which to work. Again, I repeat that my heart is full of joy and gladness that you have decided to heed the counsels of God. I pray that you may be full of faith and courage as you seek to follow his way and will. I must close this letter.